Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. Coming at you live. Episode 114. Tonight, will you stand by me? That was XTC doing Toys. This would be like a seaside from a double seven-inch they put out. Love on a Farm, Boys Wages with the A-side. And that was the first track on the second seven-inch Toys, which when it came out and when I was just fascinated head over heels with the Mummer album, that was a special track to me. And I was listening to it tonight. I've been burning, you know, just this continuing process of burning my old box of singles. And I was, you know, just kind of realizing how songs, at one point at least, really shaped not only my worldview, but kind of gave me an idea of, you know, who I could become. I was thinking about it earlier, too, with that, you know, Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, which I always say is my favorite song of all time. And if I could become any song, it would be Satisfaction. I would just live out that song. Would fit me just well. And Toys was one of those songs. I even wrote a song of my own song around that time when I was digging that song. Blatant lyrical cop. And, you know, I just didn't realize at the time what a dipshit I was. And I think about it now. How can I know whether I'm still such a dip? To what can I stand behind today that I won't regret tomorrow? As I listen to some of these old singles with you tonight, I'm going to try to, you know, take a good look in the mirror, take a look ahead, see how this stuff works out. You listen to Rocktown Hall, Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. You can follow us live on the web, www.rocktownhall.com. Here's a song I think I can still stand behind.
When that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's real warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
dancing.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy, she said. Do I take that girl? to myself, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time. Hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill 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 the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours.
We'll be right back.
That Rat by Nick Lowe from the Bowie EP. Very cleverly titled Bowie EP. Getting back to David Bowie from another album called Lowe. Shake That Rat. Very good instrumental. I can stand behind that. I can stand behind the entire Bowie concept, that EP, but it quickly verges into Nick Lowe's overly clever side. And I'm kind of glad to say that I never really bought into Born a Woman, which we heard before that. I like the music, like the spirit of it, spirit of the music, but it just doesn't seem to be, it seems like a faux feminism, like it's really just serving as a pickup line to show how sensitive he is. I don't know, I'm a serious man. Before that, Eric Burdon and War, Spill the Wine, King Harvest doing Dancing in the Moonlight. And Van McCoy led off that set with The Hustle. Here's another little set about being young, trying to see your way through things. Thank you.
pull up, I pull up to the pump. That's as fast as I wanna from here. We need something gonna make you jump.
The 101ers, five-star rock and roll, the B-side, the keys to your heart. I don't know how old I was, maybe 17 or so when I bought that single. I was fully immersed in the Clash. Just thinking like, man, these guys are so cool. And I learned about this band that Strummer was in before the Clash, the 101ers. Learned about this thing called pub rock. I started to get cool as I was learning about this stuff, tracking down these records. I bought the 101ers album, a collection of a couple singles, a couple studio recordings, demos, I guess. And a good half of it was just cassette, like a mono cassette recording of a live gig. Load it with energy. My friends and I threw ourselves into that. We felt cool enough just knowing about East to Your Heart, but we had the B-side, five-star rock and roll Petrol. Our band covered that a few times. Got to play the little kind of Santana part in the middle. Couldn't stop grinning during that. Before that, Nixon's Head, Hunks on Holiday. The band's upcoming album, Mod, coming out probably around Thanksgiving. That number was written by a townsman you know as Chicken Frank. Talk about getting a grin on my ear-to-ear grin. Every time I listen to that song, I dig it. And I think it's pretty clear how much that song owes to the, you know, the kind of record shaping that our lives went through when we were in our late teens, early 20s. Deep Purple kicked off that set with Help, their version of Help. Pretty bad, isn't it? It's kind of like Spinal Tap doing Help. Worth a laugh, though. Not something I would get behind. Most of what I've played tonight I'm proud to say I still stand behind. XTC's toys, though? No, not at all. I have to say, you know, if I saw the guy I was, the 20-year-old guy, thinking he was hot stuff for owning toys, if I saw him coming toward me walking down the street, I'd quickly try to cross the street. Hope he didn't see me. I need to leave that guy behind. Sorry, guy. Well, thank you for joining me here tonight on Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. It was a very busy, hellish week. I was pushing myself into some new directions. You call me the Rainmaker. Work-related stuff. Not going to strip clubs or whatever that college football guy was doing when he thought he was the Rainmaker. Not that kind of rainmaking. Talking about business. Trying to get the rain back here in the hall, too. I think that beams thing or whatever it's called by Flo Rida. That might make some changes around here. So I'm going to leave you with one more number. Scratchy old 45 that I used to hear every once in a while, but get played on the radio. It was kind of like a deep cut. Early days of deep cuts when I was listening to FM radio. It would come on every once in a while. Like, man, that is good. Why isn't everything else by this guy that good? Tell me what you think.